Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
No sleep till...
Pensacola. I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew McKay right here on News Radio 92.3. Andrew out for the week, and he'll be back next week. There is, if you'd like to weigh in on the show, give us a call or text, 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. One of the big stories we're talking about today is we've already dropped over 10 degrees from where it was when we started the show. It was warmer when we started the show at 5 a.m. than it is right now. It was 67, 68 degrees. Now it's already about 56 degrees, light rain in the area. The temperature will continue to drop down to possibly the upper 40s, like 48, 49 degrees, by 1 or 2 o'clock this afternoon. And then it might get a little bit warmer, but probably will just keep getting cooler from here on out until like 5 a.m. tomorrow, where it'll be like 39 degrees. Like, it's just steadily going to drop. Tomorrow's high is only going to be 52 degrees, so it's already warmer right now than what the high will be tomorrow. And the high on Wednesday will probably be about what it is right now. And then we start to warm up again on Thursday, and by the weekend we'll have a nice low 70 degree days over the weekend. Hey, it's a lot better than what's going on, you know, nationwide with all the blizzards up northeast. 2,200, 43 cancellations thus far. 3,000 delays. We're looking at this before. It looks like LaGuardia still has the top cancellations in the United States with 28% of flights canceled. But Charlotte Douglas moving up. So is Baltimore. Baltimore Washington International Airport, 22% of flights canceled. Charlotte jumped all the way up to 19% of flights being canceled. Jackson Hartsfield, which is Atlanta, 10% of flights canceled there. JFK, 15%. Orlando, 13%. That's jumped up a little bit too. Boston up to 12%. Chicago O'Hare, 15%. Chicago Midway, however, doing much better. Chicago Midway only has 5% of flights canceled at Midway. So, Milwaukee, 22% cancellations. Yeah, there's a lot of them being canceled all over, and it just keeps increasing overall just in the United States. Now, worldwide, there's a lot of cancellations as well. Worldwide, 10,000 cancellations. We're just talking about 3,000 in the United States, but 10,000 worldwide, most of them being in the Middle East. Dubai International Airport, 80% of flights canceled out of Bahrain. I mean, that's like, yeah. So lots of cancellations going on right now. If you'd like to weigh in the show, once again, text or call 850-437-1620. President Trump. So we got the March Madness brackets came out yesterday. We finished all the conference tournaments. We finished the Sun Belt Conference tournament here. Troy ended up winning. And so they're into the March Madness tournament. And so with that, it put some eyes on college athletics. If you remember a week ago, President Trump invited numerous sports athletes as well as other people involved with collegiate athletics, including Governor DeSantis, to join him for a panel in D.C. And the idea was to talk about name, image, and likeness laws, also called NIL or NIL. So if you hear NIL, let's talk about name, image, and likeness. This was the thing that came about that allowed college athletes to be able to earn money on their own name, image, or likeness. Prior to this, for example, if there was a local, somebody gave a text earlier, we'll use his example, a local barbecue shop that said, hey, if you will endorse our local barbecue hotspot, we'll get you some free barbecue, or we'll pay you a stipend or some sort of money or something like that. So in other words, it would allow local athletes for like UWF or PCC or any other university, Florida State University, anything. It would allow them to be able to earn money because they're an athlete. Previously, if they did stuff like that, they would get in trouble. A good example is Jameis Winston, former Florida State University Seminole, who got in trouble because he would sign helmets for money. And he got in trouble for it. And it was like, why should he get in trouble for that? If somebody wants his helmet and they're willing to pay for it, why shouldn't he be able to earn money from that? So they finally changed it to where you could do that. You could earn money. Well, it's turned into a nightmare because it immediately became, like, very quickly, instead of becoming something where they could just go earn money, it became a way that universities were paying athletes, not out of tuition funds. Instead, they were getting donors who would donate millions of dollars in order to pay an athlete to come to play school there. No endorsement deal, no sponsoring, nothing. Just, you want to come play? Well, we're going to pay you. During the tournaments, the different tournaments leading up to the March Madness brackets, I was watching a lot of the games, and they would talk about these different athletes who were, you know, we've had one and done athletes for years and years and years. Athletes who go to college for 1 year and then they're planning on going pro. That's already been happening. But the nature of this has changed dramatically, and I'll explain why more right after Traffic on the Fives with John Pickens.
That's right. No accidents to report to you or delays. Everything is flowing smoothly so far this morning. I'm John Pickens with your Traffic on the Fives.
So, as I was saying, the nature of one and done has changed in the NBA or in college basketball because now they're actually having this conversation of, is it worth it for this player to go to the NBA this year, or should they stay even one more year? Look, in years past, it was always a no-brainer. It was just a given. If you're a good enough player to get to the NBA and get drafted, you go to the NBA because you make money. Well, now they're going, is it worth for this player? Like, I'm sitting here watching this tournament, and these announcers are talking about this. Is it worth it for this player to go to the NBA because he hasn't done as well this first year as what he thought he would do? So he may not go the first round after all. And in years past, you go, so what? At least you're going to make some money, so even if you get drafted in the second round, go. But now here's the second part of the conversation. If he's not going to go in the first round, he should probably just stay at school because he's getting paid $5 million to attend, you know, whatever school. University of Texas, University of Alabama basketball, BYU basketball. It doesn't matter. Like, what? They're getting paid $5 million to go to college? And so now they're talking about these athletes that if they don't do good enough in their first year to continue to get drafted in the first round, they might as well just stay in school because they're getting paid millions of dollars to play in college now. How are they getting paid that millions of dollars? It's because some alumni from the school or alumni's multiple. I know that alumni is still plural, but I'm just trying to make a point. The multiple alumni will all chip in to cover somebody's salary. Or you have situations where you got a billionaire like Mark Cuban who gives $25 million to the University of Indiana so that they can pay athletes to come play football there. And then what happens? University of Indiana University goes from being a perennial bottom dweller in the Big Ten in football to winning the national championship and now looking seemingly being a perennial contender going forward. President Trump is jumping into the college sports mess. He's backing what is known as the SCORE Act. It's a bill that would create a federal standard for athlete compensation, override the patchwork of state national name, image, and likeness laws, and would give the NCAA some limited antitrust protection. So this came about after that roundtable last week, March 6th, where Trump said that college athletics is becoming financially unstable and wants to revise it. Supporters say that the SCORE Act is needed because the current NIL environment is chaotic, schools and conferences are struggling to keep up, and smaller programs, Olympic sports, and women's sports could get squeezed out if nothing changes. For example, we go back to the money thing, right? It took eons, seemingly, for Title IX to take effect that allowed money to shift from men's sports to women's sports in college. Well, now, how are you going to adjust that when you're paying one athlete $5 million, $2 million, $3 million, right? You can't go, well, now you got to pay a female $5 million or $3 million. You're never going to get a booster to agree to that. They're going to pay what they're going to want to pay. So they're concerned that this is going to squeeze out women's programs. House Speaker Mike Johnson says that he believes the SCORE Act may have enough support in the House to move forward. Not sure about the Senate, though. Critics say the proposal could tilt the playing field even more towards the biggest conferences and schools while keeping athletes from gaining fuller rights, including employee status. So Washington, D.C., trying to get involved a little bit with D.C. sports, Trump pushing or at least supporting one aspect of that. So I want to give you a heads up about that. We talked to Jimmy Petronas, the congressman here in our area, last hour about the Save America Act. Just to give you a little bit of drama about that, there's a dramatic scene on the Senate floor as Democrats temporarily took over the chamber to block access in a filibuster move. They argued the proposal of the Save America Act could make it hard for millions of eligible Americans to vote, particularly people who don't have easy access to documents like of proof of U.S. citizenship, like a passport or birth certificate. Because that's what the Save America Act is trying to do, saying you got to have a document to prove U.S. citizenship in order to register to vote. Yet, I talked about this last hour. I just said, look, or a couple hours ago, I understand the concerns that some people would have with it, but I'm sorry, your concern is null and void when you consider all of the things that you have to have an ID for to purchase. For example, even just going to the airport, buying, getting a rental car, buying Sudafed cough medicine. Like, there's so many things that you have to have ID for to purchase, and we don't whine and cry and go, oh, they're not able to do that. No, they do it. People are able to do that. They're able to go ahead and show their ID, their legal ID, in order to do that. Now, to get a legal ID, like a driver's license, you have to have proof of U.S. citizenship oftentimes, unless you're getting a special, I just went blank on it, the special ID for tourists. Anyway, point being is if you're able to register to vote, you've probably already got an ID that you needed to prove citizenship with in order to just do things like get on a plane. It's Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew. If you'd like to, I know I said the University of Indiana, and it's Indiana University. My dad got his master's from Indiana University. You think I'd know better, but I just get talking and jumble up my words. Coming up here next, we're going to get a quick update from Steve Taylor over in the newsroom. And also, we're going to talk a little bit about the Florida legislature, some bills that didn't quite make it through. That's coming up next right here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Some children carry more than backpacks into their day.
Right now, children at the Gulf Coast Kids House are facing trauma no child should experience.
Leadership Pensacola's class of 2026 is supporting the creation of a healing garden.
Your support helps turn pain into progress and stress into strength.
Donate online at PensacolaChamber.com.
Together, we can help healing take root.
If you're like me, you put off big decisions and big purchases because a lot of times they're kind of annoying to have to make. And when it comes to buying that next vehicle, you have the problems of it's going to probably cost you money, and you don't love that. It's not too awful what you're dealing with right now. And when it comes to used car places, you're like, oh, man, these people. I understand. I have been to a lot of different used car places, and I'll tell you that generally the feeling is icky. You know, you don't enjoy it, and you feel like, I don't like this process, the haggling back and forth, the feeling when you get done, like, I don't know if I got taken advantage of or not. Okay, well, that's why I like Frontier. We had such a great experience there when we bought our Honda Odyssey that I wanted to do ads for them. Literally, I came back and told my sales manager, they're great. I want to promote them because they do it right. They make you feel good. They do it on your terms, at your pace with, you know, if you want attention, great. If you want to be left alone, great. If you want to talk about a price, great. Here's the sheet, all the numbers. And bottom line, out-the-door pricing is all you ever talk about with good quality used cars. And they just take care of you, and they make you want to come back again. That's what's different. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
Hear that? That's Mike. He took ZzzQuil Pure Z's, so now he's sleeping soundly on a Sunday night. ZzzQuil Pure Z's are fast-acting melatonin gummies with a complimentary botanical blend to help Mike get the sleep he needs to wake up refreshed and ready to conquer Monday.
Let's do this Monday.
ZzzQuil Pure Z's, just for sleep. Really great sleep.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Friday night, join your friends at another gallery night in downtown Pensacola. This month's theme is Art in Motion. See gallerynightpensacola.org. Springtime brings fresh and new things to discover at the downtown Palafox Market. It's all up and down Palafox beginning at 9 a.m. Enjoy fresh and locally grown produce, craft-made breads, and other food items. See visitpensacola.com. Submit your events at newsradio923.com.
You don't want rumors.
You want confirmation.
News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
You want confirmation.
Informative, local, dependable.
With their tanks and their bombs and their guns in your head, AIKUYE. In your head, in your head. Zombie, zombie, zombie. What's in your head?
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew right here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you'd like to weigh in, text or call 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. Yeah, I got a text here. It says, there's really not a reason to not have ID in this country. You know what? And that in of itself is the part right there. The Democrats are arguing right now in the Senate that this bill, the Save America Act, is unjustified because a lot of people will be denied access to vote because they do not have access to documents they need to prove that they have U.S. citizenship. And I was just thinking, who? Like, who doesn't have access to those documents? Who are they talking about? Like, give us some examples. Give us real life examples of U.S. citizens who don't have an ID, legal ID, because I don't know anybody. So I know illegals who have ID. You know what I mean? It's like, what are you talking about? Anyway, let's get traffic on the fives real quick with John Pickens.
That's right. Brought to you by ECUA. They're making service easier with the new My ECUA mobile app available to download now. Pay your bill, report service issues, alerts, and recycling tips. Still rolling accident-free right now. I'm not seeing anything that's going to slow you down. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
All right. So Alabama, state of Alabama, looking to pass a bill that would get rid of state tax on groceries. So the proposal, House Bill 336, would remove the remaining 2% sales tax on food starting September 1st of this year. So there'd still be taxes, but not on the state level. And supporters say removing the tax would help families struggling with rising grocery prices. But opponents say that the problem is it's going to create a gap in the budget, and they need to find a way to fill that gap. This just goes back to what we've talked about a lot, which is a lot of people are struggling in the country when it comes to just cost of living, rising cost of living in general. And so it's not just food prices, it's other things, but food is definitely one that's like, that's essential, right? So if there's any place you can try to provide a little bit of relief, then that would be it. I understand the idea as well that, well, if you're getting rid of this tax, that's going to create a budget gap. Yet I find it's one of those things that we often look at and go, it seems like states that don't have state income tax, like states that do have state income tax, are often concerned about the revenue and what will happen if state income tax goes down. Yet there's multiple states like Florida, Texas, many other states that don't have state income tax that do just fine, actually have even better fiscally run budgets than states with income tax. Alabama's not one. Alabama does a pretty good job. I'm just using an example, though, that when you have states that run entire budgets without state income tax, they tend to do fine. Alabama's the one that has a state income tax. And so for them to get rid of a tax on groceries should be way less impactful than a state like Florida or Texas that does that doesn't have a state income tax, if that makes sense. Text going on here. It's Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi. If you'd like to weigh in, give us a call or text, 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. Actually, we don't have time. Here's the text, though. Years ago, I gathered documents because I was divorced to renew my driver's license. It took a week or two, but I was able to get them to renew it. Yes, it was a pain, but it was doable. Yeah, there you go. Let's go more news.
Reese Crowley. President Trump says it would be nice if other countries that rely on Persian Gulf oil help secure the Strait of Hormuz, naming a list of seven from Britain and France to China and Japan to help police the strait. While the U.S. and Israel finish off the Iran regime that's threatened the world's oil for 50 years, UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer worries.
It's clear in my mind that the longer it goes on, the more difficult it becomes, and therefore I'm doing everything I can to work to a resolution of this, but I'm not going to stand here and pretend to you that that is straightforward, that is easy.
Oil is trending lower, but AAA says gas up another 2 cents today in the third week of Operation Epic Fury. A blizzard and ice storm slamming the upper Midwest, 2 feet of snow, 4 on the way in Marquette, Michigan, 20 to 30 foot waves on Lake Superior. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 8:31 right now. 51 degrees and downright chilly. I'm Steve Taylor in for David Wayne on News Radio 92.3. A bomb threat was called into the AMC Destin Commons 14 in Okaloosa County yesterday afternoon. Deputies evacuated people in the immediate area as a precaution while the situation was being resolved. The 8th annual Mac and Cheese Festival was canceled there because of the threat. But following a thorough search that included an explosives detection dog and other specialized units, Destin Commons was given the all clear to reopen. However, the theater remained closed yesterday. Deputies say several jurisdictions in Florida received similar bomb threats yesterday, and the investigations are ongoing. A dramatic tale of bravery emerged from Operation Eric Fury in Iran, where Cantonment native and veteran Hunter Gerdner risked his life to save his teammate under heavy enemy fire. Defense contractor John Gabriziak, a Navy and Army veteran working for Lockheed Martin, described the chaos with Channel 3, saying that the missiles rained down on their base, forcing the team of five to run for cover.
I knew we were in a bad spot. That's when we started our movement to try to go to a bunker, so we started running.
Gabriziak was hit in the shoulder by shrapnel, shattering his bones and leaving him numb. Gerdner stopped the help only to take severe abdominal wounds himself, organs exposed from that blast. Despite their grievous injuries, both men and their team escaped alive and are now recovering, stateside grateful to be home. The Pensacola Police Department confirms an internal affairs investigation is underway following the arrest of Officer Pierce Cotton. The 32-year-old faces a third-degree felony charge under Florida law for failing to inform a sexual partner of his HIV status. Police say no additional details will be released at this time, and Cotton's mugshot is exempt due to his role with the department. Well, 10 airline CEOs are asking Congress to pay Transportation Security Administration workers during the partial government shutdown. They stressed in a letter yesterday it's a necessity for security officers and air traffic controllers to be paid, especially as the summer travel season is approaching. TSA workers missed their first full paycheck last week as the Department of Homeland Security largely remains without the funding. And, of course, that is adding to the slowdown and cancellations of flights nationwide, including here at Pensacola International Airport. Looking at arrivals, I see 4 cancellations right now, 5 delays. Looking at the departure rolls, I see 1 cancellation and 7 delays. Be sure to check with your airline before you head to the airport. Right now, let's check the forecast from Channel 3.
This is meteorologist Brooke Richardson with your first warning weather update. We are going to be looking at your temperatures falling as you head through your morning hours. Temperatures getting around 55 degrees for the middle of the day, mostly sunny skies. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 35 degrees. For Tuesday, mostly sunny skies, high near 55 degrees. Tuesday night, temperatures dropping near 37. Starting to warm up on Wednesday with sunny skies, high near 60 degrees. And Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 44. Stay connected, Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thanks. Right now, let's check in with John Pickens for Traffic of the Fives.
That's right. No accidents to report to you or delays. I-10, I-110, 90, 98, Highway 29 are all flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your Traffic on the Fives.
Thanks, John. Right now, it's chilly. 51 degrees in Pensacola, 52 in Gulf Breeze, 51 in Milton at 834. Next news is coming up at 9. Breaking news anytime. And now let's check in to see what's happening on Wall Street. This is Your Money Now on News Radio 92.3. Rising oil prices are being driven by the war in Iran, and they're presenting an economic mixed bag for the farmers. An Iowa State University agricultural economist says prices are going up for farmers just as they are for everybody else.
I'll call it one step forward, two steps back. Corn and soybean prices tend to move with those energy prices as well. And that's what we have seen. We have seen our corn and soybean prices going up to help offset some of this cost increase, but probably not all of it.
That's ISU economics professor Chad Hart, and he says while farmers can lock in prices for things like diesel fuel, timing is important. He says they have to balance price certainty with estimating the supply, meaning they don't want to buy too much of anything needed for production while the prices are high. Well, at the opening bell, the Dow Jones average, as I'm refreshing the computer right now, is up 334 points at 46,892. S&P 500 up 63.77 points at 6,695. NASDAQ is up 268.02 at 22,378. I'm Steve Taylor for News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Hi, I'm Darren Costello, owner of Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli, Fine Wine and Cheese.
I'm Dr. Ben McMillan with the Neal Clinic.
What do these businesses have in common? They've trusted our years of marketing experience at ADX Communications.
I absolutely recommend radio to business owners. It's real, it's local, and it reaches people where they live and work. Radio helps us build trust and name recognition with patients before they ever walk through our doors.
We're proud of the successes our local business partners have had, trusting our years of marketing experience.
I enjoy working with such a great team with the radio station. Dependable, professional, local, and results driven. ADX Communications.
To have your business become part of our success story, no matter if it's Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, Sports Radio Pensacola 99.1, Pensacola's Playlist 94.5, or the area's most robust digital platform, call us today, 850-262-6000. That's 850-262-6000. And let ADX go to work for you.
Once upon a night, the Pensacola Little Theater becomes a living storybook. Welcome to Cabaret 2026 Storybook Soiree, where every room opens a new chapter filled with bands, DJs, aerialists, ballerinas, flash mobs, and unforgettable surprises. Wind your way through six open bars, culinary creations, craft cocktails, transforming the entire theater block. Cabaret 2026 Storybook Soiree, happening March 28th. Get your tickets now at the PLT box office or at PensacolaLittleTheater.com.
Every once in a while, when I'm talking about Pensacola Hardware, I really have to kind of stop and remind myself that what they have accomplished is amazing. They have been in business 175 years. One of the 50 oldest businesses in the entire country, the oldest in the entire state of Florida. Before there were Levi's jeans, there was Pensacola Hardware. Before the Civil War, there was Pensacola Hardware. They have been helping people understand how to safely fix, how to safely build, how to effectively solve problems, whether you're an individual on your home doing a honeydew or whether you build subdivisions for a living. They're your place. They can save you money. They can give you outstanding advice because of the institutional knowledge of how to do things. They're the living, breathing, walking YouTube, and they understand. They are the commercial construction supply business. They are also a great resource for you if you're like me and you just do things that you need to solve a problem today. Pensacola Hardware, helping people build, rebuild, and remodel Pensacola since 1851, right downtown at 20 East Gregory Street.
Hi, this is Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel for the Chamber Connection Show that will keep you informed on what's going on with your Chamber of Commerce. Tune in this Monday morning at 10 to find out about our upcoming events, all of our different programs, and what's happening with our local business community. It's the Chamber Connection Show every other Monday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Spring shows up quietly around here. A little more daylight. Warmer afternoons. A lot going on locally. News Radio 92.3 keeps you connected to it all, with the stories, updates, and conversations that shape your day.
Stay informed, staying connected.
News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
New season, same trusted source.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot!
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
It's an ancient Chinese art, and everybody knew their part. From a fainting to a slip, and a kicking from the hip, everybody was kung fu fighting. Those kids were fast as light.
It's Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew. If you'd like to weigh in, give us a call or text 850-437-1620. 850-437-1620. So today's topic, Kacey Musgraves has a new album called Middle of Nowhere, and I guess she's getting a lot of feedback that the cover of her album looks like it's AI. I don't really know why. I pulled it up. It just has a picture of her standing on a sidewalk next to a big, wall, like white wall, like a big white building, and it has a cow right next to her, and you just see the shadow of the cow on the wall. So it doesn't look anything. I don't even know why you would think it looks AI, but apparently a lot of people are criticizing her, saying it looks like AI. She replied to the comments saying, haters are going to say that the bull is AI, but it's definitely not. We had my friend Evan bring a bull from his ranch. We just rode around in Dallas and would quickly get out and try to block traffic with some cones. We had no permits or anything. We just took the picture. So I guess that's why they think it's AI, because she's right next to a bull. Okay. But it got me thinking about AI and how there is a little bit of, a thought process about some people are rejecting AI. If it's AI, they don't want it, type of a thing. And so the idea, the concept is growing. It's building more and more, where people are like, if it's AI, I don't want to be involved with it. So that got me wondering about music. I follow Charlie Puth, the guy that sang the national anthem in the Super Bowl. I follow him on social media because he's kind of brilliant when he talks about music. And it's interesting to see all the different things that he talks about music. And he's been talking about AI music and how AI music is amazing, but it misses some human elements to it, which is error sometimes. Sometimes error happens. So here's my question. If you know that something is AI, like AI music or an AI video or something like that, would you boycott it? Or are you like, no, it's AI, I'm okay with it? I'm okay with it, but I'm finding I'm in the minority. Like, I even had this debate with my daughter. That's why I'm bringing it up. I had this debate with my daughter. My daughter's like, no, if I find out a song is AI, I don't want to have anything to do with it. And the reason why this debate started was not because of Kacey Musgraves' album cover, but actually because a top trending song on TikTok was AI. And when she found out, she's like, I won't listen to the song anymore. So how much does AI affect you? If you find out the video, I don't know if it's a music video or something like this, a video or music is AI, you okay with it or not? 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. 2-0. It's Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi filling in for Andrew. We're going to dig into that a little bit further. We'll let you text in 850-437-1620. While we're doing that, let me cover a couple other stories. David Jolly has campaigned here in Pensacola. He's a former congressman. He is trying to run for governor. And one of the topics he addressed this weekend was the recent controversy surrounding the University of West Florida, where leadership changes at UWF were accused of happening because of, they were political allies of Governor DeSantis. Now, Governor DeSantis has been accused of this before at Florida State, also University of Florida. The governor has basically said he's trying to actually get out people who may be pushing encouraging curriculum and behaviors on campus that would not be in line with freedom and freedom of speech and things like that. So Congressman Dave Jolly was here addressing that. He also talked about other things like not just curriculum, but also talked about other things that he would like to do as governor if he's elected as governor. But he was bringing up UWF particularly on that. One other thing here real quick. Florida legislature failed to ban first cousin marriages. Yeah. Apparently, there's already a bill that bans close relationship marriages. No aunts and uncles, siblings, things like that. But nothing explicitly that says no first cousins. So there was a bill that was part of the larger health bill that would prohibit marriages between first cousins and prevented the state from recognizing marriages if they occur after the law took place. That bill died because the overall health bill didn't pass. So I guess legally it's still okay to marry your first cousin. And why is this still an issue? This is very odd to me. All right. It's Pensacola Morning News. Andrew McKay. Let's get traffic on the fives, and then we'll read your text pertaining to our frivolous topic.
Brought to you by Frontier Motors, the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Still rolling accident-free right now, but I just got a tip from a listener. If you are on I-10 crossing Escambia Bay and the Blackwater River bridges, it's extremely windy there, so definitely use caution as that cold front has moved through and now the northerly winds are coming in. Other than that, we look good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Yeah, and it looks like we're starting to pick up some heavy rain once again in the area too. So be careful as you're driving. It's temperatures dropped down to close to low 50s already as well. All right, so our frivolous topic. Are you okay with AI music, AI videos, things like that? Because more and more people are saying if they find out it's AI, they don't want to deal with it. They're like, no, they're boycott it if they find out it's AI. This came about Kacey Musgraves. It's not her music, but her album cover was being accused of being done by AI and people were criticizing it. I'm like, I definitely don't have a problem with album cover being AI, but I might be in the minority. Here's a text. If I like the music, I don't care if it's AI. Remember when the internet started, lots of us wouldn't use it either. Well, that's true too. Yeah. Another text, no, I'm not okay with it. The fact that you have a human artist who can perform exceptionally well is what makes it special, because not every human can do that. What's so special about a computer being able to replicate something completely perfect? Very good point. And that goes back to what I was mentioning with Charlie Puth. He said one of the things that makes music the way it is and why AI will never completely replace human-generated music is because of errors that AI is almost too perfect. You need human error to make it sound like some things come out that are sometimes on accident because of human error. There's a text. I typically try not to listen to AI music because it takes away from the artist, singer, and songwriter's market share and profits as well. Yeah, there you go. So, John, I had you pull up a song. Do you have this song ready for us?
I'm ready.
All right. Let's go ahead. I came across this song. So my daughter and I were having a debate last week about, like, if it's AI, I'm like, if it's good, I'll listen to it. And she was like, no, if I find out it's AI, I don't want to deal with it. And I said, what, even if somebody wrote the lyrics and all this other stuff, she goes, yes, it doesn't matter. If they didn't make the music themselves, like pick up an instrument and do it, I don't want to listen to it. So I came across this song. We were debating this one. So go ahead and just play part of it. I don't care what. Just play part of it. This is an AI song, by the way, in case you didn't can tell from the context.
Love. I know the way, don't ever announce yourself. Just shows up heavy when you by yourself. Every plan you have been out of shape.
So this is the AI song that mixes opera with hip hop and orchestras and stuff like that. So you could totally do this in human. Like a human could totally do this. It would just cost a lot to get all the different singers, the orchestra, you know, all this other stuff. And then the producers, the editors, all that other stuff. You can fade that down. And so there's a lot of different things out there. I'm like, hey, if something sounds good, I'm going to listen to it. I've heard country music done by AI. I've heard all kinds. Yeah, here's one. AI gave Randy Travis back his voice. It sounds, it's a great song. Yeah, that's a good example. That was a good example of one. That was one of the first times I heard AI involving something, and I thought it was amazing. All right, Spence Cole Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew. Flight cancellations up to 2,372 so far. Youch. Yeah, got a lot of flight cancellations going on today. There, when we come back here, got a few more stories to wrap up the show today, including, do we want to kit this one? Yeah, let's cover a little bit about Target. That's coming up next right here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
You recognize the smell of marijuana, but it's not just a smell. It's a warning. If you can smell it, harmful chemicals are entering your lungs, bloodstream, and brain, and our children too. Every inhale affects brain development and triples the risk of serious respiratory issues. Protect your kids and grandkids from the dangers of marijuana. Their future is on the line. This message is sponsored by the Department of Children and Families and the Florida Association of Broadcasters.
Every once in a while, when I'm talking about Pensacola Hardware, I really have to kind of stop and remind myself that what they have accomplished is amazing. They have been in business 175 years. One of the 50 oldest businesses in the entire country, the oldest in the entire state of Florida. Before there were Levi's jeans, there was Pensacola Hardware. Before the Civil War, there was Pensacola Hardware. They have been helping people understand how to safely fix, how to safely build, how to effectively solve problems, whether you're an individual on your home doing a honeydew or whether you build subdivisions for a living. They're your place. They can save you money. They can give you outstanding advice because of the institutional knowledge of how to do things. They're the living, breathing, walking YouTube, and they understand. They are the commercial construction supply business. They are also a great resource for you if you're like me and you just do things that you need to solve a problem today. Pensacola Hardware, helping people build, rebuild, and remodel Pensacola since 1851, right downtown at 20 East Gregory Street.
ADX Digital Lead, Brian Prowitz.
What is website visitor ID? How much effort do you put into attracting people to your website without having any idea of who actually visits? With website visitor ID, you can collect the name, email address, physical address, and even demographic information from the people who come to your website, all without cookies. This is lead generation gold. It's called website visitor ID.
No one does digital like ADX Digital Marketing. ADXDigitalMarketing.com.
Do you have questions regarding your plants and landscaping? If so, the Garden Line is for you. I am Mike Wiggins, and every Tuesday morning at 9, we are here for you on News Radio 92.3 to answer your questions. Seasonal changes call for different activities in your lawn and garden, so tune in and text or call with your questions on the Garden Line on Tuesdays at 9 and an encore each Saturday at the same time.
The Garden Line on the Pensacola Expert Panel, Tuesdays at 9 on News Radio 92.3.
You're busy. You just need to know what's happening.
What's happening?
Pensacola Right Now
with Chris and Austin.
Weekdays 4 to 7 on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
I saw him dancing there by the record machine.
been about 17.
It's Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew. If you like, weigh in, text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. Governor DeSantis says that we'll probably have a special session in order to finalize the budget. And in order to finish the budget, it has to be done before the fiscal year begins on July 1st. This will be the second year in a row that they've needed a special session in order to deal with the budget. Right now, the House and the Senate are about $1.4 billion apart on their budget proposals, which are both around the $115 billion range. Target says it's going to be cutting their prices of many of their products, including toy prices. Cutting prices of more than 3,000 items, the discounts range from 5 to 20%. And like I said, it'll be clothing, home goods, everyday essentials, and toys. Reason? After years of declining sales, years of stock price falling, they're trying to win back customers from retailers like Walmart, Aldi, and Amazon. The new CEO says they are a broader strategy, trying to make the store more competitive with those other stores and attract budget-conscious shoppers. Let's get traffic on the fives with John Pickens.
That's right. No accidents or delays to let you know about. Everything is flowing smoothly this morning. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
All right. So a couple other stories here. We kind of live in like the future right now, in a way. The Big 12 tournament that happened last 2 weeks, really. The girls' tournament was the week before, and then last week. They had a new innovative basketball court. They had it for the whole female, for the girls' tournament. But for the boys' tournament, they actually pulled the court before the semifinal and the final game because there was a lot of players who were slipping on the new court and a lot of complaints that they couldn't quite tell where the lines were. Now, I didn't hear any complaints during the women's tournament, which played the whole week, but the men's tournament, they complained that the floor was a little too slippery compared to a wooden floor, and they couldn't see the digital lights. Now, if you're not familiar with the floor, it was a glass floor. Now, it had etches in it that were supposed to help them keep traction, and it had LED displays built into the floor to where the entire floor was basically a giant LED display. And it was actually kind of cool. It was cool to see as a viewer. I don't know about playing on it. In fact, I noticed a couple of times like players were going over the half-court mark where there was a logo, and you could see the light shining above onto them. Well, apparently players were stepping out of bounds like crazy. They were shooting three-pointers that they thought were a three-pointer, yet they were over the three-point line. They couldn't quite see the digital lines very well. And then the big kicker was a few players had slipped and strained muscles, and so that's why they decided to pull the high-tech court out and go ahead and put wood back down. But this is the second time it's been used. It was used in 2024 NBA All-Star game as well, and it's been used in other places, just not in the United States. It's the first place where it's been used competitively in the United States. It's pretty dang cool, and I'm sure that it's not going away for sure. Like, they're probably just, you know, going to try to work on some tweaks and stuff like that. But initially, it's like, this is a pretty cool concept, and it's kind of futuristic, and it's like we're living in this futuristic, environment. Well, speaking of futuristic, last week, the U.S. Department of Transportation has approved a new federal pilot program. It's been in the works for years, but now last week they finally just approved it. This pilot program will begin as early as June in many parts of the country, including here in Florida. What is this pilot program? It is basically air taxis. These are aircraft known as eVTOLs, which stands for Electric Vehicle Takeoff and Landing Vehicles. They take off and land like helicopters, yet they fly more like airplanes. There's multiple different designers who are trying to come up with these, who are developing them. Beta Technologies, Archer Aviation, Joby Aviation are among them. UPS apparently is working on some stuff. Somebody texted or sent in something about UPS is working on something. Uber is working on an air taxi. So right now, they're going to have This pilot program will run for 3 years in 8 different regions across the United States. And like I said, Florida is one of them. New York, Texas, New Mexico, Utah. There's a bunch of other places. These aircrafts will, they still have big hurdles they have to overcome, like FAA certification. And of course, we don't have infrastructure for air taxis. We don't have airports for these kinds of things. And then you got to figure out how they can operate safely around regular traffic, like how we're going to have like sky highways or something. I don't know. It's going to be pretty crazy, but it's one of those things. It's like, wow, we're kind of living in the future now. It's pretty amazing. So kind of cool. States where the United States, states where Americans paid the most for electricity and least the most, well, Hawaii, but also California, Rhode Island, Massachusetts. The least is North Dakota, Nebraska, Idaho, Oklahoma, and Arkansas. You guys have a great day. Bye-bye.
Local news every hour and breaking news when it matters most. News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.